T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Mission Impossible Fallout. How is it that the Mission Impossible movies, with each sequel, just keep getting better? Well, I got one word for you, pal. Cruise. The insane disregard Tom Cruise has for his own personal safety is what makes these movies the most exciting action movies out there. And I don't know what the Scientology afterlife promises, but it's got to be great, because he keeps trying to put himself there. Fallout is the perfect name for this movie. He falls out of everything. Cars, buildings, a plane. Actually jumps out of a plane and free falls. And the story is he did this stunt 106 times till he felt it was right. When does jumping out of a plane ever feel right? And it's nothing. He rides his own motorcycle in a white-knuckled chase scene around the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. And he flies a helicopter, too. There might be some CGI green screen stuff happening here, but when you look at Cruise's face when he's running and jumping and driving and fighting, I don't care how good an actor this guy is, you can't fake those reactions. It makes everything believable, even when the plot and story strains your gullibility, but who cares? I mean, when he does the free fall jump, he lands on a roof of this Grand Palais so that he can go inside and meet somebody. Couldn't he have just taken an Uber? It's Paris. It ain't behind enemy lines. But then who wants to see Tom Cruise get out of a cab? You want the jump. Like every Mission Impossible, going back to the old days with Martin Landau and Peter Graves, you know, he gets the tape recorder and it lays out this head-spinning mission with multiple characters. It's kind of hard to follow, but you know what? It don't matter, because once he accepts, the whole thing goes through twists and turns that change the whole plot pretty much every 5 minutes. It's basic save the world from mass destruction stuff. You got anarchists, you got an unbelievably beautiful weapons broker, well-dressed henchmen, a couple of key figures from the past, you got meddling CIA operatives, and Alec Baldwin. Plus, Ving Rhames and Simon Pegg, grown men in rubber masks playing trick-or-treat. But let me tell you this. From the great opening gotcha to Cruise hanging on the side of a mountain in Kashmir, Mission Impossible Fallout is 2.5 hours that seems much shorter, and without a doubt, it's the best action movie of the year. Okay? Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. You can get that on a blog page. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.